Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Hey, Corey, how are you?
I'm great. How are you, John?
Good, good, good. Here's the title. Here is the title. Chicago Summer 2021. It was hot, wet, and full of severe weather, plus a preview of what forecasters expect this fall. That's you. That's you.
I plan to be a meteorologist,
but
you have access to some good data.
Yes, that's right. And data is what it's all about, I think.
So true.
Yes.
That's my job. I love it.
you're actually a data person?
Yeah. I work with a lot of data over at the Tribune on a variety of topics, and
cool. Weather
just happens to be one of my favorites. So I had a chance this weekend to kind of take a look at our summer weather, and I thought I'd share it with everybody, and I'm so happy I did, because I'd like to say I knew that we were going to have severe weather today, but I had no clue.
Well, you know, you could possibly say that and be maybe a third. I think you have a better than 30% chance that you could be right just saying it any day without even knowing what the forecast is. I mean, I wasn't quite ready for the intensity of the storm this afternoon, especially the way the day started out.
Oh, you're exactly right. It started out
beautiful.
I walked my son to school.
Right.
But when it came time to pick him up, I had to have the umbrella and we raced home. I mean, did you get rained on?
Yes.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Well, it's all right. It's only water. I mean, I didn't have any huge wind gusts or anything like that. I mean, I've had those in the past, but this was just basically really dark skies, I got to say, and just some rain. And there you go.
Really, really, really scary. Yeah.
Yeah. So, temperature. It was hot. Tied for the 8th warmest summer on record in Chicago. Tell us about it.
Yeah. So, on average, our high temperature, so the way the National Weather Service likes to look at our weather is they like to take the 12 months and they like to split it up into 3-month increments. So technically, we are now in meteorological fall. So goodbye, summer. So we took a look back from June through August. The average high temperature was 84.1 degrees technically, which is about 1.6 degrees above normal. And so when we look at the highs and the lows throughout each day, we like to take an average. And our average was 75.3 degrees. So that's the 8th highest on record. This is going back to 1873. So it's almost 150 years of weather data for Chicago. Somebody listening might recall that last summer was actually the warmest on record. The average temperature last summer was 76.7 degrees. And part of the reason that average was so high is because overnight I chatted with our Illinois state climatologist, Trent Ford, and he said our nights were very warm. So that was part of the reason why that average was so high. And if you take a look, 4 of the top 10 warmest on record here in Chicago have all happened since 2010.
Okay, now let me get this straight. The average high temperature from June through August was 84.1. Yet, in the next paragraph, it says the average temperature was 75.3. How is there a different number there?
So this is taking into account every single day you have a high temperature and you have a low temperature that's recorded.
Oh, okay.
And our official recording site is at O'Hare Airport. And I know purists will argue with that and say it should probably be Midway Airport, but I'm just going by what the Weather Service does. So at O'Hare, every day you have a high temperature and a low temperature. So that average temperature is in the middle, I guess, is what you could say. And so when you look at it that way, even though we didn't have too many days that were, near 100 or anything like that, that average, like I said, was being boosted by our overnight lows, which are actually really high. The average low temperature overnight during our summer was 66.5 degrees, which is 2.5 degrees above normal. So when you figure that you're not really dropping that far below 70 degrees at night, that's going to push your average temperature for each day higher.
So we have this 84.1 degrees, which is a 1.6 degree above normal for June through August. Is that significant, that 1.6 uptick?
Yeah. I would say it is, you know, probably not as much as other summers, but yeah, I'm sure it felt warmer. And I know it did to me.
Yeah.
And, you know, when you're looking at things in percentages of degrees or, you know, parts of a degree, yeah, that is significant.
Well, that's the trend, isn't it? I mean, I'm trying to find the part of the article where you went back quite a few years. Four of the top 10 warmest summers on record in Chicago have occurred since 2010.
Yeah.
How about that? And that's like since the beginning of keeping records, correct?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Since 1873. I mean, we lost records in the Great Chicago Fire, so which the 150th anniversary of that is coming up later this year.
So,
we just have since 1873. So, it's huge. We've had really hot summers, and I don't want to get into the global warming debate with anybody, but it's like, hello, four of the top 10 since.
You know, I don't know anything about global warming, but I can tell you when it's warm. I don't have any trouble telling you that. Hey, it's warm. Thank you.
John, that should be a bumper sticker. I like that.
Four of the top 10 warmest summers in Chicago history have occurred since 2010. Yeah. Wow.
And last summer was the warmest ever in almost 150 years of record keeping. So,
My, that is something else. What about rain? We didn't have any, then we had some, then we didn't have any. Then we had some.
You know, exactly. And I feel like I had to go back and look this up because I was actually able to get away this summer with my family at the end of June. And so as I was pulling up the numbers, I'm like, whoa, there's a lot of rain in June. I was trying to look and get you a figure. But yeah, you're exactly right. June, we had a ton of rain. And then July started out with a significant amount of rain. And then just kind of throughout the month, we saw less and less of it. And then August, we're above normal. So when you take all that into consideration, from June through August, we had a little over 13 inches of rain this summer. Mm-hmm. That's a little over an inch above normal. Mm-hmm. And the state climatologist I spoke with, Trent Ford, he said that's enough to make it the 33rd wettest Chicago summer, which is nothing, you know, to get excited about.
Right, right.
But I guess when you take into account how much rain we've received this year, which you might remember this past spring, we didn't get so much. I mean, we were waiting and waiting and waiting to get the rain, and it just didn't arrive. So when you look back now, all the way back to January, we're sitting about 6 inches below normal for precipitation on the year. So hopefully we'll make that up this fall.
Well, it says here in your article that still dealing with the drought conditions along the Illinois and Wisconsin border.
Yeah, and thankfully, the drought situation had been worse just a couple of months ago, but thanks to the rain that we had received in June and then in August, it now seems like Lake County, especially near the Illinois-Wisconsin border, that seems to be the area of concentration in Illinois that has, you know, the worst drought conditions. But even then, they could, you know, if we get some significant rain in the fall, that could clear up or could be close to clearing up. So I like rain, so I hope we get some more of it.
Okay, so far, in case you're just joining us, Corey's on with the data from the Chicago Tribune. So far, temperature, it was hot, tied for the 8th warmest summer on record in Chicago. Rain finally arrived, but more is needed. What's coming up next after the break? severe weather.
We'll make it sweet. We'll make it short. Now here for you is the weather report.
Yeah, that's for radio stations that can't afford a jingle that has their call letters in it. Here's a weather report. 849 720 WGN, John Landecker with Corey Rumer from the Chicago Tribune going over weather data. That's right. Okay, here we go. Severe weather, lots of it, 17 total days. Take it away, Corey.
Oh, my goodness. So, yeah, so June, we had 9 days in June of severe weather where the National Weather Service issued severe weather warnings. And so just to take you back, June 20th, that's when there were 4 tornadoes near Naperville and Willow Springs.
Yep.
Yeah. And also just a few days after that, June 25th and 26th, there were 4 tornadoes, including the first time the city of Chicago had a tornado warning since June 23rd of 2010. So some scary stuff. And that kind of bodes with what we found. You know, June we had above average rainfall, and then in August above average rainfall. And so August 9th through 12th, this is when there were the 10 tornadoes where it was just wave after wave of severe weather, lots of wind damage, flash floods, Gibson City. So the Weather Service had their hands full, 17 total days, kind of skipped July, mostly in June and August.
Based on averages from 2001 to 2020, we have 2 to 3 more days of severe weather by the end of the year, according to one of your sources.
Yeah, this is from Brett Borchert, who's a meteorologist at the National Weather Service Chicago office. And I often turn to him to say, hey, what was significant about this season? What will you guys remember going forward about this season? And that was what stuck out to him. And something else that he mentioned that I thought was really interesting, Chicago had not had any reports of hail larger than 2 inches in diameter. I'm assuming until today, because I've heard near Joliet and also in McHenry County and Lake County, there were reports of hail. So I'll be interested to follow along to see reports of that, to see if indeed there were some reports of hail bigger than 2 inches in diameter. We'll have to see.
Is there a weather line drawn in the sky or as to what constitutes severe weather as opposed to just bad weather? What's the dividing line? How bad does it have to get before it's labeled severe?
This is a really good question because you have your watches and you have your warnings, and I believe the National Weather Service recently refined how they decide to put those out. Let me see if I can get you a rundown here, because there were several severe weather warning issued earlier today weather came from the west and hit us. Let me see if I can find severe weather. What does it mean? I need a glossary, John.
This is good.
This is exactly what it means.
I love it when we get an expert on and they're actually looking it up while they're live on the radio. I think that's awesome.
Absolutely, because you have a question, and I want to make sure we answer. Okay, so according to the National Weather Service, a severe thunderstorm watch is issued when severe thunderstorms are possible in and near a watch area. It does not mean that they will occur. It only means they're possible. So the key word here is possible. A severe thunderstorm warning means there have been several severe thunderstorms that are already occurring or that they're going to come into the area. So they've been spotted. It's not just a possibility. So watch is if it's a possibility that it could form, they're not sure, it might not happen at all. In a severe thunderstorm warning, they actually have proof that there's a storm and it's coming a specific direction. You know, it's funny, this morning, it was the first Tuesday of the month. We live in, my husband and son and I live in Evanston. And so at 10 a.m. this morning, I heard the tornado siren drill, and I had to remind myself, okay, it's just a drill, it's just a drill. But, you know, later in the day, as the skies got darker, I thought, am I going to hear it again? You know, yeah. I already heard it once today. Is this going to be for real this time? But thankfully, no tornado warnings for my area.
Okay, let's move in the time we got left, which is a couple of minutes. What do we expect this fall?
Oh, so this is potentially good. So the Climate Prediction Center, every couple of months, puts out these three-month outlooks, and their outlook for our fall, people will probably appreciate, I assume, but they're expecting above-average temperatures for our area, in fact, for most of the Midwest. So that's something we're hopeful for. But unfortunately, as far as precipitation has occurred, it seems like we have equal chances for either above normal precipitation or below normal precipitation. And all of that depends on what the La Nina climate pattern does.
Is that back again?
Well, we'll have to wait and see. But this is something meteorologists have kind of been looking at all year to see how it's going to form, because La Nina is usually associated with a wetter weather pattern. It usually brings from the Pacific Ocean, water and temperatures from the Pacific Ocean into our area. So usually we end up with more precipitation, which, as I spelled out earlier, we can actually use. But there's no guarantee that it's actually going to form. So we're just going to have to wait and see as far as precipitation is concerned. But I'm hopeful for that warmer weather.
Yeah, I see some statistics that I can just quickly go over, that the first freeze in which the temperature drops below 32 degrees typically occurs between October 11th and October 12th. And there's some more, where, unfortunately, I don't have enough time to get to them. But that's why we'll have to have you back, Corey. Thank you.
I love being with you, John. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Corey. Back to your data. All right. There's Corey Rumor, who's the data journalist, which I think is the coolest title, from the Chicago Tribune.